Welcome, everybody. I just want to, before I begin, remind those of you that have been with us fairly regularly that I've been doing a series of talks on post-meditation investigation. And last month we talked about RAIN, R-A-I-N. And today, to begin, I'm going to take you through a reflective practice that will evolve into a meditation, but the first half of it is going to be a reflection using the RAIN protocol. So if you would take your position, please, and sit as comfortably and upright as you do. Relax your shoulders and your hands. Close your eyes if that's comfortable for you. If not, you can just gently glance down at your hands or your knees. Bring your attention to the body, the belly, the buttocks, the legs, the feet. Just do a short body scan to bring yourself into as much relaxation as you can in this moment. Sit and know that you are sitting. Relax and know that you are relaxing. And as you come fully into body awareness, you can then begin to notice the breath as it is breathed through the body. Bring your attention to the in-breath. In through the nose and out through the nose. Let your tongue rest easily in the mouth, gently pressing against the upper teeth. Lips are closed. All breathing goes in through the nose and out through the nose. This will achieve the highest level of relaxation in your body. And now, bring your mind to the attention of a current situation in which you feel stuck. One that elicits a difficult reaction, such as anger or fear, shame or hopelessness, worry or anxiety, maybe frustration or disappointment, something that you've dealt with recently that makes you feel unhappy, distracted, stuck. It may be a conflict with a family member or a friend, a chronic sickness, a failure at work, the pain of an addiction, a conversation you now regret. I want you to take some time right now to enter that experience, visualizing the scene or the situation in which the stuckness arose, remembering the words that were spoken or the attitudes that were brought to the situation. Sensing the most distressing moments of the event or the conversation. Try to make it a specific moment, as specific as you can, rather than a generalization about your life. It's important at this point of the reflection to contact the charged essence of the story, because that is the starting place for the healing presence of RAIN. contact the charged essence of the story. Not the story itself, but the essence of the story. R is for recognizing what is happening. As you reflect on this situation, ask yourself, what is happening inside me right now? What sensations am I aware of? What emotions come to mind even as I remember this past experience? Is your mind filled with churning thoughts? Are you defending yourself, or are you accusing the other person, blaming the other person that was involved in this incident? Take a moment to become aware of your felt sense of the situation as a whole. Can you feel how the event is living right now still in your body and in your heart, as well as in your mind? Allow life to be just as it is. Send a message to your heart and to your mind to let be this entire experience. Just let it be. It's an event, it's a reality, it happened. There's no going back to it. Find in yourself the willingness to pause and accept that in these moments, what is, is. You can experiment with mentally whispering words like, yes, I consent, this feeling is here, this stuckness is inside me. Or you might say, let it be. If that's too hard to do, try saying, I am willing to let it be. You might find yourself saying yes to a huge inner no, to a body and mind painfully contracted in resistance. Notice the resistance. Where does it reside in your body? You might be saying yes to the part of you that is saying, I hate this. I don't like this feeling. I feel wronged. I feel frustrated. I don't like what happened. I don't like feeling stuck. That too is a natural part of the process. Can you accept that? At this point in RAIN, you are simply noticing what is true, what is real, what actually happened, and intending not to judge, not to push away, not to control anything you find in your mind or your heart. Everything is acceptable. Don't become too analytical. Just address the feelings. Recognize the feeling. Recognize the resistance. Recognize the disappointment. And say, here you are, disappointment once again. It is through this acceptance that we begin to clarify or to open a passageway to a deeper form of recognition, of problem solving, of resolving or learning how to work with the actual feeling. So acceptance is such an important part of the process, and often for many of us, the most difficult part. Try to drop the storyline and just focus on the sensation of hurt, pain, suffering, disappointment. Investigate with an intimate attention. Now we begin to explore what you are experiencing more closely, calling on your natural interest and curiosity about your inner life. You might ask yourself, what about this wants my attention? Or you might ask, what most wants my acceptance? What am I resisting that seems to want to be here? Pose your questions gently, my friends, with your inner voice kind and inviting. There should be no criticism of yourself, no chastising, no beating up on your old patterns. Just recognize what is and see if you can encourage the curiosity to this inner life, this inner mashup of feelings. Notice where you feel the experience most distinctly in your body. This is so important. Are you aware of heat, tightness, pressure, aches or squeezing, any place in the body, the back, the hands, the neck, the throat, the jaw? When you have found the most intense part of your physical experience, we're talking about the physical experience now, bring it into your face, letting your expression mirror or even exaggerate what you are feeling in your body. What emotions are you aware of as you do this? Are you feeling fear or anger or grief or shame, hopelessness? Stay with the body as you simultaneously become aware of the emotion. As you continue to investigate, you might find it helpful to ask, what am I believing? Undoubtedly, in the investigation process, the storyline wants to come up. The storyline wants to dominate. If you find that happening in your experience tonight, maybe switch from the storyline to this question, what am I believing? Am I believing I've been wronged? Am I believing I'm not good enough? Am I believing I'm overwhelmed or I'm not capable? If this leads to a lot of thinking, though, please drop it. This is not a place for analysis or thinking through a problem. We're simply trying to note the movements and maneuvers of the inner mind. But you might find a very distinct belief that emerges almost as soon as you ask that question. It can be surprising. Do you believe you are failing in some way? Do you believe that someone will reject you? That you will not be able to handle whatever is around the corner? Do you believe that you are flawed? That you will never be happy? That you will always be overworked? How does this belief live in your body? Where is the contraction in your body right now? Where is the tension? What are the sensations? Where is the tightness, the hollowness, the confusion? And just as we did with allowing or accepting, now too, as we investigate, we return to send the message of yes, I consent. I let this feeling be. I am allowing myself to feel the fullness or the intensity of this difficult experience. I'm not shutting it down. I'm not pressing it down. I'm not trying to avoid it. I am willing to consent to the experience of this feeling. No rejection, no contraction. Is there a softening in your body, in your heart, when you do this? Can you sense more openness or space? Allowing often gives us a sense of spaciousness, a sense of possibility. Or does the intention to allow bring up more tension, more judgment, more fear? Does it intensify or change what you are willing to feel right now with regard to this situation, to this stuckness, to this hard feeling you don't want to bear? Now, ask this place the most difficult question. What do you want from me? What do you need from me? Does this suffering part of you want recognition and that's all? Does it want acceptance and that's all? Maybe it wants more forgiveness. Maybe it wants love. Maybe it just wants to be noticed. As you sense what is needed, what is your natural response? You might say to yourself, to the feeling, oh, I can do that for you. I can easily give that. I can easily let it be. I can recognize you. I can accept you. You might offer a wise message or an energetic, tender embrace. You might gently place your hand on your heart. Feel free to experiment with ways of becoming very comfortable with your inner life. I'm not asking you to befriend it immediately, but at least learn to sit amiably with it. Whether through words or touch or images or energy, see if you can ally yourself with this feeling. Can you find your attention to this situation, loosening up a bit, softening maybe around the edges, maybe even getting a little bit blurry? That's all good. It's all part of the process. And there should be no judging of yourself or criticizing of your method or your thoughts or your feelings. You have a right to all of those. What do you want from me? Finally, we learn and practice resting in natural awareness. As you offer this unconditional, kind presence to your inner life, sense the possibility of relaxing back and being that awareness. Like an ocean with waves on the surface, feel yourself as the tender, wakeful openness that includes arising and passing sensations, emotions, and thoughts. Can you sense how who you are is not identified by or hitched to any particular wave of fear or anger or hurt? Who you are is not attached to any of those feelings that we've been exploring. Who you are is bigger than that, more spacious than that, more encompassing than that, far less demanding than any of those emotions. Can you sense how the waves on the surface belong to your experience, but cannot injure or alter the measureless depth and vastness of your being, just like the depth of the ocean cannot easily be measured? The waves of your experience cannot injure the vastness of your being. Waves are temporary. Take some moments now, as long as you'd like, to simply rest in this spacious, kind awareness, allowing whatever arises in your body or mind to freely come and go. Take note of them and let them pass by as waves pass over the ocean. Know that this natural awareness, this basic awareness, this bare awareness as the innermost truth of what you are. Thank you for your practice. We're going to have a break now of about 5 minutes, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about RAIN and the modifications that Michelle McDonnell has made on the process. Thank you.